Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling like we're going to be able to really share with you some things that you can really use at your house, just like we try to do each and every week. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy, Joe Truini.
Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us. Here we are, Danny, wrapping up the month of July, working our way through summer. And yeah, Danny's sounding good and looking good, too. We're sharing a Zoom call so we can see one another. Danny's down in Alabama. I'm up in Connecticut. And we're here to answer your home improvement questions. So if you have a question about your home, inside or out, give us a call. See if we can help you out today.
We certainly appreciate everybody that's contacted us through the Today's Homeowner hotline, sent us emails, and Today's Homeowner Facebook has been very, very busy with a lot of engagement there. So a lot of different ways that you can reach out to us, and we would certainly encourage you. If you have any question at all or a comment, and often we get great tips from listeners where things that they've worked on the house there, and they've tried a little trick, and it worked really well for them, hey, share it with us, and we'll share it with everybody all throughout the country. The phone number that you can call is 800-946-4420, and you can send us an email very easily by going to todayshomeowner.com/ask. And also, a lot of activity with people receiving our newsletter. I would encourage you, if you're not receiving the tips for Today's Homeowner newsletter, you should do that right now. Just go to todayshomeowner.com, and it'll pop up there, and you can click on the newsletter, and you'll receive it every Thursday morning, just like 135,000 other people are doing. There's a lot of great information on there, things that'll just remind you about a few of the things that you may want to consider around your house. But I'll tell you one thing that certainly is a theme. You know how, Joe, we get these, can see themes emerging when we get a lot of calls and so forth.
Yep.
And of course, it's hot. It's hot everywhere, and people are dealing with, I'll tell you what, the response we got on our Keep Your Cool Week was tremendous.
Right.
So many people went there to find some of these really great tips, and what we did is we assembled a lot of videos and simple solutions and things relevant to air conditioning and how you can keep your cool, save some money, and it is still available to you right now at todayshomeowner.com/keepyourcool.
I think the very first air conditioner I remember reading about as a kid in elementary school was the White House. I don't know when this was, in the 1800s or something, and whoever was president, they put a giant block of ice in a window,
yeah.
And then they somehow created some kind of fan of some sort, and then when electric fans became available, that was also a way to cool a room. Mm-hmm. Then at Home Depot recently, I saw, have you seen this? It's like a fan that sits on a bucket. And I don't know, you put ice in the bucket or water in the bucket, and I guess that will cool down a small space.
I have one.
Oh, do you?
I have one. It sits right on top of a 5-gallon bucket,
right.
And you put water in it, and it's actually a misting fan.
Oh, okay.
So you can have it mist, and it's powered by an 18-volt cordless battery. It's a Ryobi fan,
right?
And so you just drop the water down, and it's optional. If you want just the fan, it works great. If you want to have the water, it works great. If you want to have ice in your water and it sprays ice water on you, you can have that too. So yeah,
Next step is like a frozen margarita in the bucket,
and then turn it.
It's called a strawless margarita. You don't need any straws. You just face the fan. That's all you need to do.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. All kinds of different ways for people to stay cool on things. And it's a hope you're hanging in there. Hope you're staying cool. Hope that first couple power bills that you've gotten this summer isn't shocking you too bad.
But right.
There's a lot of ways that you can really drive down that cost without being uncomfortable. Again, todayshomeowner.com/keepyourcool.
I wanted to follow up. We're talking about keeping cool. Well, last week we had a caller that had a question about the energy ratings between a window air conditioner and a central air conditioner, and she was trying to find out which was the best and which best size window air conditioner buy. And so we didn't quite have time to get into it, but I want to very quickly, Danny, tell people how they can figure out how much cooling power they need based on the size of their rooms.
Yeah.
So as a general rule, you need 20 BTUs, British thermal units of heat. You need 20 BTUs of cooling for every square foot of living space. So let's say you have a room you know, a family room is 12 by 16 feet, let's say. That would require an air conditioner with a cooling capacity of approximately 4,000 BTUs, right? 12 times 16 is 192 times 20. And that comes out to 3840. So you know, you're not going to find an air conditioner with 3840, but you round up a little bit. So you want a 4,000 BTU unit.
And a lot of the small window air conditioners that you see generally are rated right at 5,000. So you'd be hitting it just about right. They did that, of course, for a reason, as a traditional room conditioner. And, of course, you know, that can vary a little bit on whether or not it's a wall that has just one outside wall or a room that has just one outside wall or two outside walls, or the quality of your windows, quality of your insulation. But either way, it can make a big difference. And remember, your window unit, I've heard so many times, we mentioned filters, and they automatically think of central air and heat, but your window unit has a filter and is very sensitive. If that thing gets impacted and gets filled up with the dust and so forth that's floating around your home, that thing will not work, and it will not last either. It will burn that unit up very, very quickly. So think about that. You know.
Yeah, and the other thing you should think about if you're buying a window air conditioner, very few people have a support brace on the outside of the house. Do you absolutely need one? No, you don't absolutely need one, because if you close the window on top of the unit behind that metal flange and you're really careful about it and you secure that window so no one can lift it, that's the only thing holding the air conditioner actually in the window, because of course 90% of it is hanging outside and it's very heavy. But they do make, go to any hardware store, home center, to make these really simple brackets. You mount to the outside, makes it really easy. Slide the window air conditioner out, it rests on there. You don't have to worry struggling holding it in place while you lower the window, because I've seen a few people grab that cord as zooming out the window to try to prevent it almost looks like a cartoon, but I've seen that, you know, grab the cord before it hits the ground, which is bad for the cord. So take a look, it's worth it.
Let me ask you this, Joe. I know you lived in Lower Manhattan for years ago, that you lived there quite a bit, and of course throughout the city, and in many of the cities, you see air conditioners here and there, and it's not uncommon for people to remove their air conditioner during the winter so that they can seal the window up really well. But that has to happen from time to time, where someone doesn't they won't realize how heavy a small unit is. They're trying to put it in the window, it slips, and then it falls, you know, and could be very, very tragic and so forth. But how in the world do you support some of those things when you're up on a, you know, 20, 30, 40 story building and you see these window units, hundreds of them sometimes,
just hanging out
of the window? Yeah.
Well, actually, my son lives in the city, and I was over there about a month ago helping him install his air conditioner. And they had these brackets I was talking about. They had them already installed on the building. I think it's probably code required, I would suspect, because I can't imagine they would allow you to. And very seldom do you really see them in the newer parts of town in the front of the building. They're always in the back of the building. Where my son is, it's actually in the back in the alleyway. So if it fell, you know, might hit a trash can. That's about it. But yeah, you have to be really careful with that, because...
Or take out another old hobo. You know, we always care about our hobo buddies.
That's right. That'd be a terrible way to go.
Hey, you know, another thing I've been thinking about, and of course you're reading about it, and it's a real thing, at how many people are doing a lot of gardening around their house and planting vegetables. And, you know, you have some time on your hand, and you know, I always wanted a garden. And you have some people that grow vegetables every single year, even if it's just a container garden where you have some tomatoes. I mean, I just think it's just a cool thing to do around your home. But statistically, they're saying right now more people in America are growing vegetables than they have ever grown, even back in the war situation and the victory gardens and things like that. They're saying it is absolutely exploding. And of course, it's been increasing over the last few years, but they say because of everybody being at home and the stay-at-home situations and the virus and so forth, that it is just unbelievable. I mean, we have a raised bed garden that we had planned on all along, but I'm really having fun going out. I just picked a big giant eggplant that we're going to prepare tonight, and we've got peppers out there. We've got carrots, which I can't understand carrots. You know, carrots growing underground.
What's to understand? They grow underground, right?
Well, I know, but how do you know when they're ready? I mean,
don't you see the top? Don't you see the top of the carrot itself poking up? Is that the trick?
I'm not sure yet, but I assume so.
don't pull it then.
I need to do some Googling, but my wife told me, she says, those are carrots, those are not weeds, so quit, you know, don't pick those.
Stop pulling them out.
Okay.
So. Well, I remember last time I was down in Mobile during the summer, I went out behind the office, and Danny and a few people in the office, and I saw okra like the size of cucumbers. I never saw okra so big.
Unbelievable.
They're
huge,
right?
They
you still have plants back there?
Those raised beds are unbelievable how they can produce so much in such a small amount, you know, just a little bit of exploring the right soil.
Yep.
And make sure you get enough water. It's unbelievable. Hey, we know we're going to have some fun here. I know I've got a good feeling for a reason, and I am certainly glad that you're with us here on Today's Homeowner. We're going to be talking more about air conditioning and some of the ways you can save money. Also, the importance of ventilation, and always a lot of questions about attic ventilation and ridge vents, soffit vents. We're going to dig into that a little bit. We're going to talk about mortar cracks. When are they serious and when are they just expansion cracks? What can you do to solve that problem? And of course, we've got another great simple solution that'll be coming up in just a little while. Hey, don't go anywhere. Grab another cup of coffee, relax, and get ready for some great information from us here at Today's Homeowner Radio.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app. Delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it. And a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order, so you can keep doing what you do best. Whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done, and by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
We're so happy to be with you each and every week here on Today's Homeowner Radio. And the way we're able to reach you each and every week is because of our wonderful network of stations that's part of the Today's Homeowner Radio network, just like this one in Chesapeake, Virginia, WJOI AM 1230.
And a special hello to General Manager Wayne Leland. Thank you, Wayne, for putting us on the air there. Chesapeake Danny is located in far southeastern Virginia. And with a population of nearly 250,000 people, it's the second largest city in Virginia, right after Virginia Beach. And it also happens to be the second largest in land area. And it's a very busy transportation hub with an intercoastal waterway, rivers, canal, and five railroads. And it happens to be the hometown of the late, great Clarence Clemens. Known as the big man, the saxophonist for the E Street Band. Yeah, who died relatively young in 2011, I think he passed away of a heart problem.
Yeah.
But that was too bad. But hello to everybody in Chesapeake. And if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you at 1-800-946-4420 or send us an email, todayshomeowner.com/ask. Right now we're going to Indiana. Jeff is on the line. Jeff, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hello.
Glad to have you. Tell us what's happening here with this 1910 home that you have.
It has, we recently bought it, and it has a ridge vent in it, but it also has gable vents in it, but it doesn't have any soffit vents. And the soffit is closed aluminum, and I was thinking about putting some vents in the soffit and didn't know if I needed to close up the gable vents or not, because I've read, yes, you need to, and I've read, no, you don't really need to.
Okay. That's a great question. I'd be anxious to hear what my buddy Joe says about the gable vents, but I can tell you this, you got to have those soffit vents. Some people think that because you have the gable vents, they will introduce air in and you'll still have that convection movement of hot air going out of the house. And it really works the other way because heat rising, it is going to go out the gable vents and go out the ridge vent to a degree, but you don't have that pull. Either way, you're pulling from the wrong source when you don't have the soffit vents, because you want that cooler air coming in those soffits and going up. So now, traditionally with ridge venting, you would normally put continuous soffit venting in, which is pretty difficult when you're talking about a vinyl siding type of arrangement, unless you replace the actual pieces under there with those with the small holes in it, the perforated type panels.
Right.
If you can do that, then that really works well. Joe, what do you think about the gable vents? You think the gable vents really make a difference in a situation like this?
Yeah, Jeff. So right now you have a ridge vent and soffit vents and gable vents, or the gable vents have been closed off?
The gable vents are open, and I have a ridge vent, no soffit vent.
Oh, no soffit vent. Okay.
Yeah, well, but I want to put soffit vents in.
Oh, good. Well, then what you're going to do is put in the soffit vents and close the gable vents.
Okay.
Because what can happen is that the gable vents can alter the airflow around the ridge vent. And this is especially a problem when the wind is blowing parallel to the ridge, like straight across the length of the house. And it can actually reverse the airflow where it can pull air, even rain and snow, through the ridge vent. Right.
Okay.
So what you want to do is once you get the right now, I wouldn't do anything to the gable vents because, you know, you don't have any soffit vents, so it's not an issue.
Right.
But once you get the soffit vents in, close off the gable vents and let it, because the optimum way to vent an attic is with soffit vents and ridge vents. And you can just leave the gable vents in place and close it off on the inside with some plastic or plywood or something.
Okay.
Some people would prefer to just remove it and then put in a piece of plywood sheathing and just put siding over it. But then sometimes you have like this big blank space at the top of the house where there used to be something. So to solve that, they actually do make decorative gable vents, and that's exactly what they're called. And they're non-venting. They're usually made out of plastic, and they come in round and square and rectangular and octagonal. And so what I would do is pop out the old one, put in the new one, the fake one. And this way it'll look cool, but it won't be venting any air.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Okay, great.
It'll definitely make a difference, winter and summer, particularly summer. So I would definitely attack that. Be careful on that ladder, Jeff.
Will do.
All right, Jeff.
Thanks so much for being with us here. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Again, Joe, we're revisiting the same thing with ventilation in attic, ventilation underneath houses. It is something that people are understanding a little bit better. But you know what confuses it is you have the roofers that don't quite understand it, or other contractors say, oh, you'll be fine. You got gable vents, you'll be fine. Just not understanding how that convection of that cool air coming in and moving straight up creates, almost like a fan, creates movement of air, which is so essential to get that hot, moist air out of your attic, because it's costing you money if that's in there. And it's not a healthy environment for your home anyway, even though it is just in the attic space itself.
Right. It's just convection, right? Warm air rises. So if there's a way under the eave of the house, you put in soffit vents. And the other confusion is, well, gable vents are bad. Well, gable vents aren't bad. If you have soffit vents and no ridge vent, then you need at least gable vents, because you have to get the air out somehow. So it's not whether one is bad and one is good. It's just the combination of what you have and how to make it work. You definitely want air flowing in and flowing out. That's basically it. Yeah.
And always remind you that you can find out a lot more information, see videos, see all kinds of articles, straightforward, unbiased articles at todayshomeowner.com. You know, one of the things we hear a lot about is solar power. And boy, it's been around a long time. Some states push it a lot more than others. But one of the things that we've discovered, and this was brought to our attention from our friends at the Metal Roofing Alliance, which you can find out more about metal roofing at metalroofing.com. With the opportunity to install solar power panels on your roof, and it can be done in a very aesthetically pleasing way. I always wonder when people are putting those panels on top of a shingle roof. I mean, a shingle roof is only going to last, 20 to 25 years at the most.
And that's if it's a brand new roof you install the panels. Yeah,
that's if it's a brand new roof. So putting those panels on there. So the Metal Roofing Alliance brought to our attention how by using a metal roof that could last you as long as 50 years before you put the solar panels on, then you're marching to a more logical, long-term kind of approach to it. And that does make a lot of sense to have that roof under it before you put something semi-permanent like the solar panels on there.
Yeah, absolutely. And plus, you know, I mean, it costs a lot of money to put those panels on. And if you have to have someone come and take them off just so you have to re-roof, I mean, that's, you know, that's why it's such a strong base. The metal's exceptionally strong and durable, can support the weight of almost any solar system with simple attachments. And of course, Dan, we also talk about cool roofs and how a metal roof can maximize energy savings because they are much more energy efficient than, you know, with the painted metal roofs can reflect the solar radiation rather than asphalt, which tends to absorb it. And where do you think that heat goes when it absorbs it? Well, sooner or later, it starts radiating back into the house. So there are a lot of reasons to like metal roofs.
Exactly. And you're hearing a lot of people promote, you know, the solar panels and so forth. So it's good to know, you know, what you're putting it on. And it is very, you know, important there. So, you know, if you're interested in solar, make sure you do your homework. Some contractors will push homeowners towards a certain roofing material, not necessarily because it's the best or maybe not even the most appropriate for their home, but simply it's because the option the installer is most familiar with. So make sure your installer is properly trained, experienced, and skilled in installing metal roofs to accommodate the right solar panel systems. And I'll tell you again, go to metalroofing.com and it'll answer a lot of the questions you have about solar power and how it can work with a metal roof, and also just about anything you want to ask about metal roofing. They've got the answer. Extremely popular option now for new homes and re-roofing. Hey, we've got a lot more information coming up. We've got a really cool best new product that we're going to share with you about water pressure. We get a lot of questions about water pressure. We're going to share with you a few things about that. And again, more insulation and ventilation questions that seem to be popping up because it is hot just about everywhere. How could you bring that cost down? We'll continue giving you some tips on the way that you can avoid some of that shock when you open up that power bill. All of that and more coming up right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Pavestone, creating beautiful landscapes.
And a big welcome back to everybody here on the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by the Home Depot. How doers get more done. One of the most frequent complaints you hear about water pressure, that it's too low, but water pressure that's too high can also create a lot of problems. Excessively high incoming water pressure needs to be managed because it can damage some plumbing fixtures and appliances. And that's where the Apollo PEX water pressure regulator comes in. With a simple inline PEX connection, it's easy to install this device in your home's plumbing system. It's also easy to make adjustments, and it has an instant read color-coded dial showing you a measurement of the downstream pressure at a glance. Sometimes pressure surges even in homes with normal water pressure, so the Apollo regulator is designed to control those situations as well. The unit features lead-free bronze construction for safety and longevity, and the factory setting is 50 PSI, but that setting can easily be adjusted from 15 to 75 PSI, pounds per square inch. So for more information on this Apollo PEX water pressure regulator with the gauge, log on to HomeDepot.com. That's Apollo PEX water pressure regulator. I'll tell you what, they keep coming out with things to solve problems and modernizing things. Those water regulators are not new, but to be able to have one that implements with the popular PEX system certainly makes a lot of sense, you know?
Yeah, because if you're on a municipal water system, you have no idea what the pressure is. It fluctuates all the time based on a lot of factors, including how much water your neighbors are using, or what condition the pipes are in, or whether they're cleaning the system or servicing it. So it's great to be able to control that. Most people probably aren't aware that there even is an issue with high or low pressure. They just think, oh, there's a problem with my washing machine. It must be the washing machine. Well, not necessarily.
There's always challenges like that, and glad manufacturers are addressing it. Let's go right back to the Today's Homeowner Hotline right now. Tim is on the line from Mississippi. Tim, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Thank you, Danny. My question that I have is, I had a roof put on about 2 years ago, and it's about a ridge vent and the solid vinyl material that's under my carport roof. The original ridge vent, before the roof was replaced, extended from one hip of the roof to the other hip almost, and 6 feet over into my carport roof. The carport attic and the living area don't share the same attic because I had a wall put on at the top double plate for security.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So you couldn't just break into the house.
Good.
But when they put the new roof on, they did not extend the ridge vent past for it to vent. The perimeter of the soffit has perforated pieces every other one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they used to vent with the ridge vent. Now it's just hot air in there. Well, that caused a warpage or distortion over a period of time to the 30 by 30 overhead soffit material that's solid.
It certainly will. It's not good at all to have that type of scenario because it's doing that very thing. It's just a hot box that's there. So that ridge venting should be in there, and the other ridge venting not being all the way out to the edge. Now, usually they'll step it back in, maybe just a couple feet or whatever, but I see more and more where they're shortening it. The longer that ridge venting, the more ventilation you'll have. I'm glad to hear that you have some soffit venting in there, but you do need to make sure that even though you're seeing that soffit venting in the overhang area, that it is continuous into your attic space in both areas of the home, because sometimes they'll block that off, or the insulation in your attic is preventing that from exchanging that fresh air into the attic, and that can be a problem. But yeah, you really need that ridge venting on that garage as much as you need it on the house, because it's causing it to be hotter in your garage than it should be, and certainly it's just baking those shingles. Those shingles will not last as long as they should last.
Okay. I didn't think about that part. I was just thinking about the hot air escaping, but I will have to have that done for sure.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a tough project and everything, but read up on the different type of ridge venting that's available. There's one called Cobra, and there's other types that you'll see, and just read some of the reviews on it to make sure that you're getting the right material for your house.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'll sure keep that documented, and I'll have to have it done. I'm gonna put an attic ventilator, a solar one. It's from Home Depot. Do you know anything, heard anything about the Remington brand of solar attic ventilators?
That's what I have on my house. I have two of those. And matter of fact, I have my new house is foamed, has foam all around it, but it doesn't have the foam in the garage, which you traditionally wouldn't do on a unheated and cooled area like that. And yeah, I put one there and also put one in my outbuilding, and they're working great. They're really quiet and they're really steady, and they seem to be doing the trick.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to go ahead and get that ordered. Don't have it in the store, but I can order it, and it'll be here soon.
Good. Okay, Tim, well, I think you're going in the right direction, a good proactive homeowner, making sure that you're doing the right thing, and we appreciate that here. So you have a great weekend.
Okay, thank you, Danny.
All righty. You know, the solar-powered exhaust fans, like, I always thought that was funny that the sun is helping you cool your home. You know, that's kind of...
But the sun is creating the problem in the first place.
That's right, yeah. So that's kind of neat, and that's another example of where something that was introduced many years ago, probably 15 years ago, and they were okay, but they were really expensive. So the price has gone down. They're more efficient. They're more feasible and very easy to install. And it's great when you don't have to worry about calling that electrician in to help you out.
That's right. You just pull the little tab and the thing starts working. The one thing Tim said is, if I heard him correctly, his soffit vents has perforations, meaning the vent, every other panel.
Right.
It really should be continuous. You know,
should be.
You know?
Yeah.
So he might want to add one in between, because it should be a continuous vent.
Yeah, that'd be fairly easy. A lot of those are just lift out panels that you're able to take care of that. Hey, do you have a brick home, and have you ever walked around the outside of the home and you see a crack here and a crack there? When do you know if one of those cracks are potentially a serious settling condition? Well, we'll give you a few guidelines as we help a homeowner down in Florida deal with something they're a little concerned with when we come back here on today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Ready for some home improvement inspiration? Full episodes and seasons of Today's Homeowner TV are now available on Crackle and Prime Video. Grab your favorite streaming device and watch Danny Lipford and Chelsea Lipford Wolf as they help real homeowners maintain and upgrade their homes. Get their expert how-to advice and simple solutions to make your house the best-looking one on the block. Watch for free on Crackle and on Prime Video for subscribers. Search for Today's Homeowner and start watching today.
Are you looking for a quick and inexpensive way to let fresh air in while keeping insects out? Check out Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. It's a simple-to-install solution that attaches to your existing door frame with no tools needed, either inside or out, on single or sliding doors, and the durable mesh can stay up year-round. Plus, the magnetic closures make it easy to walk through when your hands are full. Cool off the easy way with Duck Brand's hands-free magnetic screen door. Visit duckbrand.com today. Are you tired of cleaning your shower? Let Wet & Forget Shower clean it for you. Wet & Forget is the quickest, easiest way to keep your shower sparkling clean. Just spray the shower top to bottom and you're done. Next morning, simply rinse it clean. That's it. Use Wet & Forget Shower once a week to tackle soap scum, shower grime, mold, and mildew stains. No scrubbing, no bleach, and no harsh fumes. Don't waste time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet & Forget Shower at the Home Depot. For a $2 off coupon, go to homedepot.com/cleaning savings. Ready to hide your ugly interior concrete floors and make them forklift tough? Then you're ready for the Die Hard 100 kit from Deitch Coatings. This industrial strength epoxy coating locks onto concrete floors with excellent wear and chemical resistance. Use it on your garage, workshop, or basement floor, and even demanding industrial surfaces. Plus, it's economical at less than $90 with free shipping. Go to DeitchCoatings.com or HomeDepot.com to order your Die Hard 100 kit today. Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show. Danny Lipford here, along with my buddy Joe Truini. We've covered a lot of ground here, and we want to keep it rolling along with maybe a problem that if you live in a brick house that maybe has concerned you from time to time with some mortar cracks. And Laura's on the phone with us right now from Florida. Welcome to the show, and tell us all about this issue that you have.
Hey, y'all. I live in a brick house, and we're in Panama City, Florida, and as you know, 21 months ago, we were hit by Hurricane Michael, which was a Cat 5 hurricane, 155-mile-an-hour winds. I've noticed that on the exterior garage side, east side of the garage, the exterior brick has a hairline crack, which is, you know, pretty extensive in length, probably about 3 feet long, and was just wondering, is this something that we can repair ourselves? I'd like to have it looking as close to, you know, how it did prior to the hurricane as possible. and want to know what your thoughts are.
Okay, certainly. First of all, Hurricane Michael was a bad, bad boy. I mean, that was a, I don't know if you know that my hometown is actually Mariana, Florida. And, of course, you guys in Mexico Beach got hit so hard. I have so many friends. Matter of fact, I have a friend there I just heard from yesterday that she's finally moving back into her house next week.
Wow, after, almost 2 years.
After living in a RV, she has an RV for sale, by the way, that has been in her driveway. So the rest of the country may not realize how severe it was down there. But believe me, I've been to Panama City a number of times since the hurricane and certainly to my hometown. And it was a very, very severe storm. Now, normally, unless you were in a a strong flooding situation around your home that could have undermined the foundation, what I'm seeing in the pictures that you sent me seem to be more of just expansion cracks. Maybe just a little bit of settling, but I'm not really sure it would be hurricane related. But here as a general rule, if your cracks on the outside of your house follow the mortar lines, if it doesn't cross over a brick, then normally that's just an expansion and settling crack. Maybe they didn't put quite as many wall ties as they needed when they were laying the bricks. But I do see a few places here where the crack jumped across the particular brick. And so that would indicate possible settling. But I don't think you would have a problem with it right now if these gaps seem very, very tight. So here's what you need to do in order to repair it. Now, I think this is traditional mortar. It doesn't look like there's any gray additive or any buff additive to it. I think this is just a standard mortar. Is that what it looks like to you?
Yes, that's exactly what it looks like.
Okay. Well, what I would do is I would use the exact same mortar that they use there. Approximately how old is the house?
It was built in 1985.
Okay, so you probably can't contact the builder or anything to find out. So just get a traditional, traditional mortar. And now I would resist the temptation to get a pre-mixed mortar. You can buy little 40-pound bags that are pre-mixed, but it's less likely to match what they have here, which would be traditional mortar that you have to mix with sand. So even though you might buy a big, big bag, they're not that expensive, for a very, very small project, it's still the best chance you have to make it match. So then what you would do, and I'll tell you, just yesterday I did this exact same thing to my house that I'm about to sell that I was in for 29 years, and exact same thing, just a little bit of settling there. So the trick is 3-to-1 ratio. You want one cup. And you're not going to need more than a cup, but one cup of that mortar and 3 cups of sand. And you got plenty of sand down there, don't
you?
Go
to the beach.
Yep, no trees, but plenty of sand.
Okay. But mix that up in a consistency. You're going to want to go in here with these cracks and take an old screwdriver and just groove it out, make it a little bit bigger here and there, and then carefully fill that back in and pack that mortar in, allow it to dry just a little bit, take a wet rag or an old sponge and just work with it a little at a time so that it matches, so that you get the mortar off the face of the brick, and then you're able to just clean that up. And after a month or so, after it cures and dries and everything, those cracks will disappear and you won't see them. So it's a fairly easy project, but I would go to that extreme by buying the full 80-pound bag, though you'll only need a cup or so.
Okay, great. I appreciate that advice.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And also, I appreciate your positive attitude after all you guys have been through. It's hard to stay upbeat when you've dealt with everything that you guys have dealt with down there. So best of luck to you on it. If we can help you any other way on any other project, let us know.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, our pleasure. Have a great weekend. I'll tell you, Joe, when you look at these things, that is one of the telltale signs of some settling when you
right.
have that cross over the brick. But these joints seem so tight and so small, I almost wonder if maybe they got to this window area and forgot a few of those wall ties.
Yeah, or if they didn't put enough, put too much water in the mortar mix, sometimes that can happen. It dries, you know, it doesn't dry as strong. Yeah, but if you have a hurricane, a Cat 5 blow through, who knows? You know, it might have racked that wall just enough. Of course, bricks are not very forgiving as far as allowing much movement, so it wouldn't take much movement to create these little hairline cracks. But like you said, they're usually pretty easy to fix.
Now, Joe, coming up, do you have a simple solution for us?
I do, indeed. I have one, and you want to get rid of some mosquitoes? Well, I have a very safe, non-toxic way to do that.
Oh, man, what a great tease that is. We all have mosquitoes. We all want to get rid of them. So you stay tuned, and we'll see what Joe has up his little mosquito sleeve to make sure that those mosquitoes won't
it's
mess with you.
It's my mosquito pant leg is what it
stay
is.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app, delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it, and a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order so you can keep doing what you do best, whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
And we're so glad to be with you each and every week here on today's Homeowner Radio. Hope you'll have an opportunity to stop by checkinginwithchelsea.com. Checkinginwithchelsea.com is a fantastic website that features some wonderful content from my daughter, Chelsea Lipford Wolf. And she is about to embark on a very significant project that you'll hear a lot of. We haven't named it yet, but we are looking forward to it. She just purchased a home, and her mind is busting loose with all kinds of ideas. So stay tuned to hear more about what's happening with Chelsea's new family home. But right now, we're going to keep it simple with another simple solution from my buddy, Joe Truini.
Okay, well, we're all spending a lot of time outdoors. We have nice long days. It doesn't get dark till late. And what happens, though, of course, the mosquitoes know we're out there and they come out. And you don't want to be spraying poison all over the backyard, especially if you have young kids. So here's a non-toxic way to repel mosquitoes. I'm going to have this list posted online, so you don't have to write it down right now. But if you'd like, here it is. Here's the sort of recipe for it. Take two sprigs of fresh rosemary and place it in a mason jar. Any large jar would work. Fill the jar about three quarters full with water. Then add 10 to 12 drops of lemon eucalyptus oil. You can get that at most health food stores. Swirl the oil around in the water. Then place one slice of lemon and one slice of lime into the jar. Then add more water if you need to fill it up almost the whole way. Then what you can do is float a tea light candle on top. Tea light candles are those little round ones, are about a half inch. They usually have a aluminum cup that they fit into. Anyway, light the candle and set it on top. Between the aroma from the oil and the citrus and the rosemary and the flame of the candle itself. That alone will keep away the mosquitoes. And you can use these, you can replace the tea light as it burns out, but the fruit and the liquid will remain for 3 or 4 days, then you probably should dump it out and refill it. But try that. It's a nice, safe, non-toxic way to repel those mosquitoes.
Boy, that sounds great, but I'll tell you, take it from experience. When you get mixed up on your drink and that, and you pick it up, that thing burns my lips when that flame gets on my lips.
You have
lips
to blow
like
it
that.
Out and then take a swig.
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, let me write that down. I got to remember
halfway through me telling that recipe, I imagine Danny saying, "So when does the rum get added?
How do I?" Well, I'll tell you what. You can get that exact recipe that Joe just mentioned by going to todayshomeowner.com. And just click on listen, and it'll take you to the radio page. It'll give you a lot of information about some of the things that we talked about here each and every week on the show. Just in case you missed something, you'll be able to go right there, and that's todayshomeowner.com. Click on the listen button, and you can also read a lot about some of the background about the Today's Homeowner radio show. And while you're there, look around todayshomeowner.com, because there's a lot of information there that can help you have the best looking house on the block. Well, that pretty much wraps up this first hour. Always amazing how quickly the show goes, and we want to remind you now, you can call in anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 800-946-4420. You can send us emails. We love getting emails at todayshomeowner.com/ask. And remember, you can spend time on Today's Homeowner Facebook page and also send us messages through our Facebook page. Now, if you're listening to a station that doesn't carry the second hour of Today's Homeowner, again, go to our website and you'll be able to not miss anything that we're going to be talking about on the second hour, which is always full of information. And you can remember our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini, thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.